Okay, let's start. Shir HaShirim Perek Aleph. Shir HaShirim Perek Aleph. As we get into the love story between HaKadosh Baruch Hu and Am Yisrael, as we discussed in the introduction, and so much of the Sefer is about the conversation between B'nai Yisrael and Hashem, Hashem back to B'nai Yisrael, the different Mefarshim sometimes argue about what Pasuk is being said by Hashem, what Pasuk is being said by Klal Yisrael. In this parak, we have Bnei Yisrael saying, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, I miss you, right? He has clearly been sent into Galus, the wife, and Bnei Yisrael are the wife in all of these cases. They're the beloved, and please, we ask Hashem, take us back, bring us back. We remember the good old days, and really any sin that I have is just surface dirt. Don't look at me, just the outside. Don't look at what's on the surface. And I was, you know, other people, contributed to my sin. And just tell me where you are. Hashem answers, I know you're beautiful, but you just got to follow the mitzvahs. You got to follow the Torah. And I think you are very unique. And there are mishalim given. And Bnei Yisrael again says, I know we sinned, you know, very quickly in the Midbar. And I know you took us back and we sinned again. And you say that we're beautiful, but we say that you're beautiful. And that's how the parah goes back and forth in this discussion. Okay, here we go. And there are many mafarshim on Shir HaShirim. As I said, then it's Siv as a commentary, and then the Torah Tamim as a commentary, so we don't have time to go through the entire commentaries of these mafarshim. We'll pick and choose, mostly based on Rashi and the Mesudas David right here, among other mafarshim. Shir HaShirim Asher Shlomo. So this is the Shir of Shlomo. Shlomo, again, some say Shlomo means Melech Shalom Shalo. That's what the Rashi says. So maybe every time it says Shlomo, it means HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The Mitzvot David says, based on earlier sources, that Shir HaShirim, based on Gemara, or the Psukim, Shlomo Melech wrote many, many songs. Lefi says the Mitzvot David, Shlomo Chiber Shirim Harbei, Kamo Shenemar, like it says in Malachim, Vayhi Shiro Chamisha Va'alef. That's what it says here. This is the super shira. Ze ashir hu ha-meshubach v'hanale mikol ha-shirim ha-miyuchasim l'shlomo. This is the greatest of them all. Alkeinu shir yididut. It's the shir of closeness. Yisaper bo is kol tokef kashur ahava ha-aza v'davuk amiti. The great love, strong and true kesher. That exists between Hashem and Am Yisrael. That's the Sefer. The Sefer is about this strong kesher that we have. Rav Chaim Kanievsky writes in the Talmud Dekra that even though he acknowledges he can't explain every pasuk in this way, but he thinks in the eight psukim, that a prakim that we have here, every parak overall has a theme that goes through the entire Jewish history. Perek Aleph is about Yetzias Mitzrayim, as we will see. Perek Beis, he says, is going through the Midbar and Matan Torah. Perek Gimel is going into Eretz Yisrael. Perek Dalet, we'll see, is Binyan Beis HaMikdash. Kim Migdal David, he goes Psukim in each one. Perek Hei is Zman Churban Beis HaMikdash. Pashati is Kutanti, Dodi Chamak Avar, he left. Perek Vav is Binyan Bayesheni, Ana Halach Todech Lo Yadati Nafshi. Perek Zion is the Gullus today, and Perek Ches will be La'asid Lavos. That's how the Rav Chaim Kanievsky puts all the prakim into perspective. So Shir HaShirim Asher L'Shlomo. Yishakeni, so Bnei Yisrael starts off by saying, Yishakeni Minishikos Piyu. And Shlomo, again, is talking by way of prophecy. What's going to be in the future when we're in Galus? This is what we're going to say. Give me a kiss, Hashem, Bnei Yisrael say to Hashem. Yishakeni Minishikos Piyu. Right, and again, the graphic imagery is to give us an insight, right? Shikos pihu, Rashi says, there's a kiss that somebody could give on a cheek, there's a kiss that somebody could give on a forehead, and a kiss on the mouth, on the lips, that's the ultimate connection. And that's what we ask from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Yishakeni minashikos pihu, give them a connection like that, just like the Mesudas David says, just like we felt at Maamad Har Sinai when we were so close. V'hanimshal ki knesses Yisrael biyosa begola zocheres avas Hashem sheherala beis hotzia mimitzrayim beis amidasa mol Har Sinai lekabel haTorah. That was a divine kiss. V'ashroz hashchina shayisa olam eaz v'liba tisave. And that's what Bnei Yisrael, that's what we yearn for. Yishakeni, and again, these psukim apply today as much as they did at any time in Galus. We yearn for HaKadosh Baruch Hu's kiss. Yishakeni min shikos piyu, ki tovim dodecha miyayin. Because your But then the pasuk continues, Yishakeni min shikos piyu, ki tovim dodecha miyayin. What does that mean? Your relationship, your yididut, your closeness is greater than wine, meaning than any gashmi hana'a. We say to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that is greater. Rashi says, mikol mishta yayin umikol oneg v'simcha, greater than any oneg et simcha, wine symbolizing gashmi hana'a, your yididut, your closeness is what we really yearn for. Rav Pam writes in the end of his Haggadah on this, and what does this mean, that if we really appreciate the closest of Hashem, and that means the closest to the Torah, we should want to share it with others. Can a good-hearted person possibly delight in a delicious meal while his friend has nothing to eat and hungers for food? In the same way, if a person truly loves Torah, how could he not feel despair, a desire to share the joy of Torah with those who lack it? Right? We have to recognize that loving Torah should translate into giving Torah. The Gemara Avodah Zarah darshins from Ktovim Dodecha Miyayin. Yayin symbolizes Torah Shebechsav. Dodecha is Torah Shebalpeh. We say Tovim Dodecha Miyayin. Maybe it's a reference to Torah Shebalpeh. But we're not going to get into that right now, just to mention the Chazal. So we say, Hashem, please give us a kiss because I love your closeness. L'reach shmanecha tovim, shem and turak shemecha. When the smell, the scent of your wonderful oils, what is your wonderful oils? Rashi quotes, Sheherichu b'em apsi aretz asher shamu shemacha tov basoscha norim b'mitzrayim, referring to Yetzias Mitzrayim, that the scent of your wonderful oils, that means when you did these amazing nisim, shemen turak shemecha, your name went out, al kena lamos evucha, even the nations love you, and they showed it. And Rashi quotes, Yisro came and was Nisgayer, and Rachav Hazona in the days of Yehoshua, and all that she heard as it described in the beginning of Yehoshua. So they all heard about it. Mashcheni acharecha nerusa Hashem. Pull us, machlokas here. Is this about request, or is this about the past? The Mitzvot David says this means a request. Hashem, start pulling us back. Mashcheni acharecha, and then narutza, show us a little Pesach. Be moshechas. Knesset Yisrael, biyosa begola, zocheres avas Hashem. I'm sorry. Mishocho tie lecha, mishicha muetes. Vani arutza acharecha, b'mihiris rav. Open up a little bit, and we tell HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we'll do the rest. Rashi says this is a reference to the past. Right, Mashcheni acharecha, you pulled us and we ran out. That's lechtech acharei b'midbar. We went out to the midbar and following you. Heveani amelech hadarav, continuing that in Rashi, after Yetzias Mitzrayim, you brought us to your cheder, to your private chambers. That's Har Sinai. Nagila v'nisbacha bachem, we were happy with you. Nazkiro dodecha miyayin, again, we remember that closeness, that you did it more than wine. Meishar ma'ivucha, it was a love that was unfettered, that was unrestrained. It was full, as the Rambam describes at the end of Hilchos Tshuva, what unrestrained love is supposed to be. That's what we're saying. Meisharim ahevucha. Meisharim ahevucha, that means total unbridled love that the Rambam describes. Just to read the Lashon. Ketzedi ava ru'uya, perek yud halacha gimel, sheyeovas Hashem ava gedola yesera raba aza admaod. The Rambam is not usually one that's into adjectives, but here he is. The love was gedola yetera raba aza admaod. Achi de nafsho kshura ba'avas Hashem, v'nimsa shoge bo tamid, kilu choli ha'ava, shein daitam pnuya me'avos osa isha kamu shoge bo tamid, b'im b'shifto b'im b'kuma, like you can't think about any other love. That was what it was. Meisharim ahivucha, meisharim. Rav Pinkas writes in his Haggadah, hevani melech chadarav, the closeness of Hashem's cheder, that's what Shmona Esrei is. Shmona Esrei is going into Hashem's cheder, and he describes that a king has a private life, and the king has a communal life. A private life is when the king is not a king, he's just with his family, he's a father, he's a husband, he's a grandfather. And then there's the king as the governmental official taking care of of what the country needs. So Rav Pinkas describes, as he does in his other svarim too, tefillah. We start off talking about our physical, pokiyachivir, malbasharum, and we get closer and closer and closer, going all the way in till we start talking about the malachim. That's all the berachos kriyashma, until we get to Shmona Esrei. Shmona Esrei, Lifnei Hashem, that's where we get into HaKadosh Baruch Hu's cheder, his private chamber, where he's no longer a king for the world, he's just family. Ba anu omdim lifnei ha-melech, sham ha-chibur b'neinu l'vein ha-melech onasai de emso'i ha-kisei, ze ha-chibur yashir, ze kesher mishpachti kaviyachol, l'chayef pratiyim kaviyachol shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And that's hevani ha-melech ha-darav, not just once, where Pinkas relates it to our lives. Shchora anivinava, and that's we say to B'nei Hashem, We are blackened, but v'nava inside, we are beautiful. Right? We are beautiful. Rashi says that this is what we're saying to the Omos Ha'olam. Right? Yes, we've sinned, but we also have a Kabbalah Satorah. Hashem has not rejected us. The Mitzudas David says, Al techshavush Hashem mo'as bi, saying to the other nations, don't think Hashem has rejected the Jewish people. Ba'avur ha'pesha ha'nimsa bi, ki im kol zeh chaviv ha'ani be'enav, I'm still precious in his eyes. Ba'avur ha'schus ha'nimsa bi, the schus that's inside of me. And what is that? So Rashi says, yes, we did the ego, but don't forget na'aseh v'nishma. And that's what we have to remember, because a Jew deep down inside, this describes every Jew. Shchara ani v'nava. That's how it is described. And again, Rav Pinkas said, every Jew has that nava, even though there's so many layers of shchora. Gam b'sha sh'nira lana sh'yehudi nimsa adayin b'madriga shchora ani alinu ladas. We just see the negative. We can't see underneath. So hard to see underneath. That's right. That's where the Rambam gets his famous lashon in Hilchas Gerushin at the end of Perek Beis Halacha Chaf, that deep down every Jew wants to do the right thing. It's the shchora. It's the Yetzahara. It's the negative forces within us that are forcing us, so to speak. We're forcing ourselves with Bechira Chavshas. But that's the Rambam where it says that you can force a man to give a get. Why? Don't you have to give a get Baratzon? Because after you beat him up, Shetakvo Yetzahara Levatel, again, not Lemaisa in many cases, but theoretically, let's just say for now, the conceptual halacha of the Rambam, Mishetakvo Yetzahara Levatel Mitzvah, Lasos Aveir, Behuka, Cha'asa, Darva Shachayav Lasoso, Oach, and Israchig, Midarva Shachayav Lasoso, when we finally do the Mitzvah we're supposed to do. We don't do the Aveir that we're not supposed to do. Ein ze onas mimenu, elahu onas atzmo, bidaito hara'a. Right? It says Yetzahara, Kofano, Soch Yomarosani. That's all based on this idea of Shchora Ani Vinava. Every Jew has that Pintala Yid. Benos Yerushalayim, right? The children of Yerushalayim, why some of the nations maybe are called Benos Yerushalayim, because that's where they're all going to come in the future. Ka'ale Kedar Kiryo Shlomo, the Ale Kedar, the darkened tents of the nomads, of the Bedouins, Kiryo Shlomo could turn into could be beautiful curtains. You just got to wash them. Al Tiruni Shani Shechar Choris, don't look in the black layer on me. Shesh Zafasni Hashamesh, that the sun has discolored. B'nei Imi Nicharubi, the children of my mother have cause me to sin. Rashi says this is referring to the Erev Rav. The Mitzudah says it's talking about the Malchei Yisrael, who caused so many sins of Avodah Zarah in the days of Sefer Malachim. Samuni Noteres HaKramim, they put me to guard the vineyard, but a different vineyard, not your vineyard, Hashem. Karmi Sheli Lo Natarti, right? Not the vineyard of, that I wanted to guard. Meaning my Yitzhara got the better of me. Hagida ni she'ava nafshi. Tell me, my beloved, she'ava nafshi, we call Hashem. Echa tire, where are you grazing? Where are you grazing your flock? Where are your flock? Echa tarbit batzarayim, where will you lay them down in the afternoon? Shalom eye ka'otia al edri chaveirecha. Why should I be covered? Why should I be veiled? Like an avel wears a veil. Al edri chaveirecha, living amongst the flocks of your friends, meaning amongst in Galus, right? Rashi says it's a chil Hashem that we're picking up on, right? Im tomar ma'ech palach, if you say, what difference does it make to me? Ein ze kvodcha she'eya ka'avila otel safam, right? To have God's nation amongst the Gentiles and not in God's country, that's a terrible achil Hashem. So now it switches. Hashem starts talking. Im lo tidila hayafa banashim. Don't you know, my beautiful of women, Tzi'ilach Bikvei Hatzon? Just follow in the path of the sheep. Uri'ez Gidu'o Yisayach, then you'll be able to, be the shepherded al Mishkanos Haroam and sleep next to all the shepherds. Right? Tzi'ilach Bikvei Hatzon, what's Bikvei Hatzon? That feels follow the Misora. Follow the Misora, and then you'll be able to be safe. Rashi. The Avos, his bonini bedarki avosecha, harishonim, shekiblu tarosai, v'shamru mishmarti mitzvosai, v'luchi bedarkehem, follow the Avos in that regard. The Mitzudas David also says, imlo matzasa chachma ladas mitati me'atzmecha, if you can't figure it out yourself, samchi ala kabbalah v'heachzi bedarki avosecha, utihi dvuke elai, and that's how you could have dveikus. Rav Schechter, we know, has a sefer called V'ikve Hatzon, based on one of the articles in there, which talks all about Mesorah, but in the Hakdama, the Divrei Psicha of the Sefer, it's all about this concept of Mesorah, where he talks about the Medrash in Dvarim Rabbah. Avram Birech Es Yitzchak, V'chsiv, v'yayitin Avram etzkola shelo liyitzchak. Ma nasan lo bracha nasan lo. V'yitin lo elokim. Amar Yitzchak lavarech es Yaakov. Amar mimakam shepasak Abba, misham ani matchil. When Yitzchak gives a bracha, he picks up with the same word that Yaakov ended with. Ani Abba hislep v'yitin, af ani maslep v'yitin. V'yitachol elokim. V'mech chasem Yitzchak bekriya, v'yikri Yitzchak al Yaakov. V'yivarech oso, amar Yaakov lavarech es ashvatim, eni poseyech ela bekriya. V'yikri Yaakov es banav. V'mech chasem. What was he chosem? V'zos asher diber lohem aviyim. Aman Moshe. Moshe says, I'm going to start where Yaakov ended off. So each one picked up. So says Rav Shechter, limud gadol ba medrash l'alamdenu. Right? The concept of Misora and staying true to our Misora, which is what Hashem tells us. Si'ilach bikvei hatzon. Follow the path of the forefathers. It doesn't mean to do the same thing. Misora means following. And as he explains here, based on Rav Salvechik also, you have to be a machadesh. But not a Mishana. We have to be Mechadish and apply the Torah's age-old principles to new situations, but never to be a Mishana. And that's why, what does it say in all these cases? They didn't get the same bracha as their forefather, but the last word was connected to their first word. They were a Hemshech. And that's what he quotes from the Tanit Ve'elio. Masa Yagiya Masa Lamasa Yavosai. It has to touch. It has to be a Hemshech. And that's what he quotes many examples of mistakes that people made, that they try to do exactly the same thing. Yitzchak Avinu thought was going to go down to Mitzrayim. It wasn't the same. What Yoshua ben Nun made a cherim, right? He quotes the Maharshan Mesechah Sanhedrin, but the idea of Mesorah is so crucial for every generation that we have, and the second that the kfifus to the Mesorah is gone, so then already so much of our world of halacha will fall apart. And that's what Hashem says, you want to be safe, you want to come back to me, tzilach bikvi atzon, follow the Mesorah, right? The Mesorah Yisharim says, in his famous mashal in the beginning of the Sefer, in Perak Gimel, the maze, life is a maze. And we don't always know where to go. And that's why you have to ask somebody who you see. Let's say you have a maze of bushes and you're going through and you have no idea where to go. But you see somebody's on top of the bushes at the end already. They could guide you. They could guide you through to be able to figure it out. Lamaze Domeh, says the Mesorah Yisharim. Lagana Mavucha. Vugan Hanatua Litzchok. Like a gan that's planted for fun. A maze. Hayadu Eitzel Asarim. That the Sarim have. Shanatios Asuyos Ksalim Ksalim. They're made like tall walls. Ubeneim shvilim rabim nevochim umuoravim. They get mixed up. They go in circles. V'kulam domim zelazeh. It all looks the same. V'tachlis bam ulagia lachsadre echashim emsom. You got to get to the middle or the end, wherever it is. V'amna mashvilim ha'ila mehem yisharim agiim me'emes lachsadre umehem asigim esadam amarchigim osom imena. Some paths go to the way the goal, and some paths go exactly the opposite. Some paths looks like it's going to the middle, but then it ends up taking you somewhere else. V'amna maholich bein hashvilim. Lo yuchal liros v'ladas klal. If you're within the past, you can't know. Imu abashvil ha'amiti o bakozev. If you're in the true one or the false one. Ki kulam shavim v'ein hefesh b'neim. La'ayin aro'osam. They're all equal. Im lo sheyeda. They're epikiyas v'tfiyas ayin. Unless you've been there before. Or, you could ask the one standing outside. Ha'omid kfar al-achsadra hu ro'e kol adrachim lefanav. Umavchin bein amitiim bekozvim. He could see which ones are true, which ones are false. Uyachol lahasir saholchim bam. He could say zeh derech lechubo. We just have to trust them. We have to look for the ones who are already been through this. Kein adavar zeh, says the Ramchal. Misha dayan lo mashal beyitzro who betoch hashvilim lo yuchal avchin beinayim. Aval amoshlim beyitzrom kvar igiv alachsadra kvar yotzum nashvilim. The bearer, they could give proper eitzah. And that's what Hashem tells us. And then Hashem continues, Lusu sasi berich vei faro, dimisich rayasi. You are like Paro's horse on his chariot. Well, what's amazing about this? We know horses in Mitzrayim were special. They didn't let any horses go out of Mitzrayim because they had special, and if they did, they took the uterus out of the horse. So they couldn't produce them anywhere else, Chazal tell us. So the horses in Mitzrayim were the best. Paro's horse must have been the super most unique of all of the horses. So Lususasi Brichve Sel Paro, you are like, says Hashem, right? Because we're talking about Yitzias Mitzrayim and remembering the past. You're like that horse of Paro. Dimisich Rayasi, I have made you. I have compared you. Navu Lachayach Batorim Tzavarich Bacharuzim. Rashi says this is talking about what happened. That all the horses were bedecked with jewelry and gold, and they're all for you. Hashem says. Because you deserve to have all this jewelry. The Besudas David just says it means that Hashem's saying that Magia lachem, ru'uya tova aguna lashpilcha tova meruba. Jewelry means goodness and tova. Navu lachayayach, it's your cheeks are appropriate, batorim, to have this jewelry, tzavarech bacharuzim, to have your necklace with necklaces. Torezov naselach im nekudas hakesef. right? That's a play. We know that the Turei Zav, the Taz, is really with the Tess, but the Nekudas HaKesef is the Shach's commentary on the Taz. Many Svarim in our Mesorah have names from Shir HaShirim. Just in this Sefer, in this parak, we have Beik V'Atzon, Turei Zav, Nekudos HaKesef. But again, this continuation of the jewelry. Now we continue, B'nai Yisrael start talking. Again, Acha Melech Bimsibo Nirdi Nasan Recho. We do vidui. While the king was still in the Mesiba, in the party, my odor gave off. This is, according to Chazal, right at Maimon Har Sinai. We just got the Torah. We're ready to do a Chet Egel. At the wedding. Nasan Recho. That's what we're saying. Rav Pam writes, you know what was so chamor? And one of the pshatim why the Moshe didn't break the luchos right away when Hashem told him, but first he went down to see. It wasn't just that they did the egel. They thought they were doing a mitzvah. They thought they were doing something l'shem shemayim. Right? Well, how does the whole story start? Chag l'shem machar. They said l'shem yichud, says Rav Pam. Right? They said l'shem muchud mzuman before the egel. It's one thing for a person to succumb to sin, he writes. But when he deceives himself into believing that by sinning he's actually fulfilling Hashem's will, and he calls his sin Avodas Hashem, it becomes an offense of an entirely different magnitude. And that's why Moshe waited, because when he saw them singing and dancing, he realized that they thought it was a sin. Right? And that's, he realized that the sin was being performed with his slavos, holy fervor, for their festival for Hashem. And that's what Moshe realize had to be fixed. And this is what the Chafetz Chaim talks about in the Haftorah on Parshas Baal Oscha, where he talks about the Pasuk in Zechariah, where the Satan goes on our right side to be mastin us. We mention this often, right? Yadua Yemino, Vayarishin Yeshua Kohen Gadol, Omid Lefnei Malach Hashem, but Satan is on his Yemin. And that's the Chafetz Chaim. Usually the Yemin is the Yetzer Tov, and the left is the Yetzer Hara. So he writes, sometimes the Yetzer Hara realizes he can't get us to do an Avera. So what does? He dresses up like a mitzvah. He dresses up like a mitzvah, and he goes, stay in the Beis Medrash late at night. Let's see how your shachris is. He says, that's what the Chafetz Chaim says. Imroa ha-yitzahara she'im b'kolcho la-hatoses am-smola, azai huponu li-yamin, l'shtadel hu l'daber al-libo, she'asa mitzvah b'shvalam shicho min ha-mitzvah la-avera, v'al ha-adam suma li'os tamid or l'ashkiach b'im pekicha, ala yitzahara. And that's what this is exactly, what happened at the Egel. And that's what Rav Pam says was so terrible. Many other examples, the Ramchal again writes in the end of Mesilas Yesharim, in one of the later Prakim, Parachaf or so, that was the problem of Gedalia ben Achikam. He thought he was doing a mitzvah by not accepting Lashon Hara, but really, he has to be Choshesh. That was the Avera, he says, of Zachariah ben Avkulis in the Kamsa bar Kamsa story. But anyway, we continue. So we did the chait then, Sror Hamar Dodili. And yet what happened, we say? Hashem gave me more ornaments and made me smell good, gave me a mishkan. Right? Rashi says Hashem was Nisratza, Bein Shaddai Yolin. Amongst his, on his breast we rested. So again, the mushal of being closeness, a husband and a wife laying in each other's arms. That's what Hashem gives us in the mishkan, even after we sinned at the chuppah. At the chuppah, Bein Shaddai Yolin. It also, Chazal Darshan, Shaddai is from the Aron, Shaddayim, just like we said in the Hakdamah, like the Shlach Kodesh says, right? Just the Aron nourishes the world, sends nourishment out, and that's what it means. We were able to be with the Aron at that time. Eshko HaKofer Dodili, a cluster of Kofer. Kofer, Chazal say, is based on Kapara, not just to cover something, but he gave us such Kapara so many times, Dodili, but Karmei En Gedi, in the Karim of Ein Gedi. En Gedi, obviously, is a place, but it also might mean the time of the Krah. Rav Chaim Kineski says that in Mitzrayim we worship the Gedim, right, and goats and sheep. But, and the Malachim said at Kriyas Yamsef, Halal Odei Avodah Zarah, Halal Odei Avodah Zarah, and Hashem says it was just Mitoch Ones. No, in Mitzrayim it was just Mitoch Ones. And now they were forced, but Mitzrayim are doing it willingly. The problem is, once we did the Egel, that was Megala, that maybe we weren't forced. And that's why even this Chet is mentioned, but Charmei Ein Gedi. It's not just the Egel, but it's the Gedi that now is Choser V'Neir. And now Hashem, Hinach Yafa Rayasi, Hinach Yafa Einayach Yonim, and now Hashem says back to us, no, you are beautiful. I'm sorry. This is Bnei Yisrael saying what Hashem said about them, according to the Mefarshim. Right? You said we're beautiful. Yafa rayasi hinach yafa inayach yonim. You know what we say? Hincha yafeh dodi. You're the yafeh one. Right? This is a love story. They're each commenting. You are the one that is so yafeh. Right? Rashi says here, lo ayofi sheli ala shalcha atowa yafeh. Afnaim. You're the one. And again, this is an example of what many Mefarshim point out, that we praise Hashem and Hashem praises us, brachas davav, that we, what is Hashem and Hashem's tefillin? What is it in our tefillin? Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad. What is it in Hashem's tefillin? Mika Amri Yisrael Goy Echad Ba'aretz. We call it Chagah, we call the 7-day holiday Chagah Matzos. Chagah, we call it Pesach, because Hashem passed over us. In the Torah, Pesach is just Erev Pesach. He calls it Chagah Matzos, because that remembers our going out to an Eretz Lo Zeruah. So, these two psukim, or this one pasuk, Hinach Yafa Rayasi, Hinach Yafa Inayach Yonim. So, you say we're beautiful, we say, Hinach Yafa Dodi Afnaim. You are beautiful. Afar Sinu Ra'anana, our houses are beautiful. What house? The Mishkan that you gave us, even after what we did. Koros Batenu Arazim Rahitenu Brosim, such strong cedar, such a beautiful house you made, describing it. But again, like we said from the beginning, this is about the first stage of Jewish history. Yitzias Mitzrayim, Maimon Har Sinai, the Egel, and we're asking Hashem, please let us come back. Okay, we will stop here. Perek Aleph of Shir Hashirim.